This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The New York Stock Exchange shutdown came at an interesting moment, a sell-off in U.S. stocks that was part of a reaction to stock markets in China doing a bit of a swan dive. It's fair to say that company stocks there have been in bubble-bursting mode this week. That includes a long list of new tech companies and startups that are traded in the Shenzhen exchange. Shenzhen is home to a lot of tech manufacturing, but also a lot of tech investment euphoria in recent months. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial, and he joins me to talk about this. Hello, Chris. Thanks for chatting.
Hi, Ben. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the first half of the year. What was driving such growth in China's tech sector?
Among other things, an absolute boom in the stock market. There were dozens of IPOs, billions of dollars invested in the market, and a great deal of enthusiasm.
Is it fair to say that the government helped to stoke some of that euphoria?
It's absolutely fair to say. The stock market boom looked like a terrific way of paying off debt by issuing new shares. If you read the state newspapers, there were constant editorials about how the stock market boom was another part of China's transition to a consumer-driven economy and a way of sharing the wealth with the Chinese people.
Are tech companies in China faring any better or worse than the rest of the market right now?
They are faring worse. You go to Shenzhen in the south. This is the booming new center of commerce in China. Primarily, these companies are smaller, they're entrepreneurial, and it's where the center of the euphoria was.
What kind of impact is this going to have on Shenzhen, the place, and the companies that are built there, and the larger national tech industry in general? And I say national because I wonder if the government is going to end up owning a lot of these companies.
Ultimately, I think they may step in and start buying shares, just as the old mainstream companies, the steel makers and the car makers, are government-owned enterprises. So too, the tech companies may become government-owned enterprises. It is one of the fundamental differences between China and the U.S., for example. They don't have this reverence of private markets that we have. And if they need to stabilize, I suspect they will start buying.
Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.